Welcome to the Community Corner podcast, where we analyze S500 companies through behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Halliburton Company, a leading global provider of products and services to the energy industry. We'll explore how behavioral finance principles influence their decision-making, their approach to DEI, market adaptation, and how they compare to other companies in the energy services sector. Let's get started.
Halliburton operates in the energy sector, which is highly affected by market volatility and geopolitical risks. How do biases like overconfidence and anchoring affect their strategies?
Overconfidence, where individuals overestimate their knowledge or control over events, can impact Halliburton's approach to project management and risk assessment. Overconfidence might lead to overly ambitious goals or underestimated risks, potentially affecting their operational efficiency and financial performance. Anchoring, where individuals rely heavily on the first piece of information they encounter, can influence Halliburton's decision-making processes. For instance, initial cost estimates or project benchmarks might unduly influence subsequent decisions, impacting budgeting and project execution.
Managing these biases is crucial for Halliburton to navigate the complexities of the energy sector effectively.
Exactly. Addressing these biases helps Halliburton make more informed decisions and optimize their project management strategies.
Let's discuss DEI at Halliburton. How does their approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion intersect with behavioral finance principles?
DEI is crucial for Halliburton in fostering an inclusive and diverse workplace, which can drive innovation and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can improve team dynamics and decision-making by incorporating diverse viewpoints and reducing grouping. For investors, Halliburton's commitment to DEI reflects positively on their corporate values and social responsibility, potentially increasing investor confidence and aligning with ethical investment criteria.
Investors increasingly view DEI as a key component of a company's long-term success and ethical standing.
That's right. Halliburton's DEI efforts contribute to a more dynamic and inclusive organization.
Moving on to market adaptation, how does Halliburton adapt to changes in the energy sector, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Halliburton adapts by investing in new technologies, responding to shifts in energy demand, and navigating regulatory changes. Behavioral finance helps them understand market trends and consumer behavior, allowing them to adjust their strategies and develop innovative solutions. For example, insights from behavioral finance can help Halliburton anticipate changes in energy consumption patterns and adapt their service offerings accordingly.
Adaptability is key for Halliburton to remain competitive and responsive to industry developments.
Exactly. By leveraging behavioral finance insights, Halliburton can enhance their strategic planning and market positioning.
Now, let's compare Halliburton to other companies in the energy services sector, such as Schlumberger and Baker Hughes. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Halliburton, Schlumberger, and Baker Hughes each face unique behavioral finance dynamics based on their market positioning and business models. Schlumberger and Baker Hughes might experience different biases and market pressures compared to Halliburton, depending on their specific focus and services offered. Each company's approach to energy services, market adaptation, and client engagement varies based on their strategic goals and industry trends. Behavioral finance insights help understand how these factors influence their strategies and investor perceptions.
Each energy services company has distinct behavioral finance dynamics that impact their market performance and investor appeal.
Absolutely. Analyzing these dynamics helps investors assess each company's strengths and risks in the sector.
To sum up, Halliburton's strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether through managing biases in decision-making, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. These factors collectively impact their market performance and competitive positioning.
That's right. By understanding these dynamics, Halliburton can better navigate the complexities of the energy services industry.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. ¶¶